And welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. Good morning, everybody. Hope you have a good day and a good week. Coming up on the show in just a few short minutes, we're going to talk to a man who spends some of his time collecting military patches, the unofficial kind, the ones that refer to classified operations. He spends a whole lot of time trying to decipher and decode them and figure out what they all mean. We'll hear from him in just a few minutes. We'll also check in with Laura Conaway, our web editor, about what's going on in the blog. People are very obsessed with what Michael Pollan considers and likes to eat as junk food. Very funny. First, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's top stories.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. So there wasn't a red carpet or stars or paparazzi, but despite the writer's strike, the Golden Globes did go on last night. Instead of the glam awards ceremony, the awards were announced during a live press conference. Here's NPR Sky Road with the results.
The films Atonement and Sweeney Todd won Golden Globes for Best Motion Picture Drama and Comedy Musical. Sweeney Todd's lead actor Johnny Depp also won Best Actor in a Comedy Musical. Daniel Day-Lewis was named Best Actor in a Drama for his role in There Will Be Blood. Julie Christie, who played a woman suffering from Alzheimer's disease in the film Away From Her, won Best Actress in a Drama. The choice for Best Actress in a Comedy Musical was a surprise to some.
And the winner is Marion Cotillard for La Vie en Rose. This is Marion's first Globe win. Marion portrayed troubled but brilliant singer Edith Piaf in the film.
Cate Blanchett, Javier Bardem, and director Julian Schnabel were also among the winners. Sky Road, NPR News.
Famed restaurant guide Zagat's is up for sale. According to the New York Times, the Zagat family has hired Goldman Sachs to help find a buyer for the company. Zagat survey started in 1979 as a two-page typed list of New York restaurants compiled from reviews by friends of the company's founders, Tim and Nina Zagat. Since then, it's expanded. The company sold 5.5 million guides last year in more than 100 countries. And the guides now include reviews for hotels, clubs, golf courses, and spas. Zagat has recently made alliances with Facebook, Google, and Priceline. And Chrysler unveiled its newest, toughest pickup truck yesterday at the annual North American International Auto Show. And with what else? A cattle drive, of course. 120 Texas Longhorns jammed up the streets of Detroit, and the cattle escorted the next-generation Dodge Ram pickup to the convention site. Not to be outdone, Ford Motor Company tapped into its own Western roots, bringing in country star Toby Keith to unveil its new F-150 truck. Overall, sales of big pickups fell 6% last year amid higher gas prices. At the end of the other end of the auto spectrum, Toyota announced yesterday it would build its first plug-in hybrid in 2010, putting it in direct competition with General Motors, which plans to do the same. Finally, a big biomedical breakthrough over the weekend. Researchers at the University of Minnesota say they've successfully grown a rat heart in a laboratory, and then they made it beat like a real heart. Researchers took heart cells from newborn rats and injected them into the outer structure of a dead rat heart. Within 2 weeks, the cells formed a new beating heart that pumped a small amount of blood. Scientists eventually hope to be able to use the same process to grow human hearts for people needing transplants. The study appears in today's online edition of the journal Nature Medicine. An estimated 5 million people live with heart failure and about 50,000 die annually while waiting for a heart donor. That's the news. You can find it always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison, I don't know about you, but, you know, I write the news for a living. You know, every once in a while I have a good conversation with someone. I don't build rat hearts.
And on one level, I understand this is a huge medical breakthrough. On the other, it sounds like the beginning of a Stephen King novel.
That's true.
And it frightens me a little.
Maybe we'll do a breakout later.
Thanks, Rachel.
You bet.